the argument in the Senate is about the Constitution, it's about the rules of that chamber, about the rights of the minority, about collegiality. It is a thicket of contentious issues, and we've called upon political scientist Ross Baker of Rutgers University to help untangle it for us. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Robert. Happy to be here.
Senate Democrats say that they intend to filibuster against some judicial nominees after they've been approved by the Judiciary Committee. Do they have either the rules of the Senate or the traditions of the Senate on their side?
Well, they certainly have the rules of the Senate. I think that there is no specific prohibition that I know of about filibustering judicial nominations. Now, the Republicans have claimed that this is without precedent. And in fact, there is indeed fairly recent precedent for it in a filibuster that was mounted against Abe Fortas when Lyndon Johnson wanted to elevate him from Associate Justice of the Supreme Court to Chief Justice. And that would have been in May 1968. And Senator Robert Griffin of Michigan began a filibuster against him. And Senator Strom Thurmond was very much involved in this, of course, who died not too long ago at the age of 100. And certainly at the time, the Democratic floor leader who was the object of this, Senator Mike Mansfield of Montana, characterized it as a filibuster against the judicial nominee.
Senator Griffin was the Republican whip of the day, wasn't he? And
that's
a parliamentarian of some ability.
Indeed he was. Indeed he was. Senator from Michigan.
Except for that filibuster against the elevation of Justice Fortas, do the Republicans have any point here that the filibuster has usually been about legislation and not about judicial nominations?
They're on very firm ground there. There's no question about it. It has been primarily a device that has been used to block or slow down legislation and used much more rarely in the case of judicial nominations or nominations in general.
Now, just one last point. If the Democrats were to lose all this and were to carry through on however vague a threat it might be to stop action in the Senate, apart from the shutdown of the government back in 1995, any precedent for this? Can you think back to a day when one of the parties in the Senate said we're gonna make sure nothing gets out of this chamber or nothing moves with any reasonable speed through this chamber?
Well, I mean, I think there are innumerable examples of that. Of course, it doesn't always rise to the kind of dramatic status of a filibuster. But, for example, appropriations bills are very often held up. There are all kinds of things that are done behind the scenes. For example, holds. Senators as individuals can ask for nominations to be put on hold simply because they don't like the person or they're out of town. So the filibuster is just one of an arsenal of weapons that senators can use to get what they want.
This is the strangest thing about the United States Senate, which is that obviously things have to get passed. People must at some point. Someone has to get confirmed and legislation has to be approved. But any senator can put a hold on something because he's not satisfied with it.
Oh, yes, and for the most frivolous and transient reasons. Simply because they find, of course, the words, the sort of antique vocabulary of the Senate is quite charming, that they find an individual nominee personally obnoxious. And it's on that basis they put a hold on them. And sometimes it just kills the nomination.
Well, Ross Baker, thank you very much for helping us to untangle this situation a bit in the Senate.
Thank you for having me, Robert. I appreciate it.
Ross Baker teaches political science at Rutgers University. He spoke to us from the Rutgers campus in Piscataway, New Jersey.